Coast Radio News for Friday, May 8th, 2020. I'm George Henry. Yesterday morning, Governor Kate Brown laid out her plan for reopening the state to commerce and some recreation. Under the phased plan, each county will be responsible to adhere to the mandates of social distancing and other safety measures in place. Beginning this morning, her office will be accepting applications with assurances that counties are prepared with PPE, contact tracing, and five other mandates. The slow reopening will begin on May 15th. Unfortunately, there is a caveat attached. Brown says the state of Oregon will allow no festivals, fairs, concerts, or live sporting events with audiences until a vaccine is created to attack the virus. She says cancellation of such events through September is encouraged.
The Oregon Health Authority is advising that any large gathering, at least through September, should either be canceled or significantly modified.
If left in place, this will potentially curb the beginning of high school and college sports in Oregon. There is also no provision for easing restrictions on churches or religious gatherings, which some say are necessary aspects of everyday life. The Board of Commissioners for the Port of Siuslaw met yesterday afternoon to discuss the reopening of the boat launch in Old Town. Concerns were raised about the monitoring of the river access and how social distancing could be policed during the current restrictions. But concerns aside, the board agreed to reopen the launch on May 15th to allow the resumption of fishing on the Siuslaw. Yesterday afternoon, a lone boat was spotted heading downriver from Cushman towards Florence. Next Friday could potentially be one of the busiest days for the Florence launch. Number 57 is a Eugene Springfield resident in their late 50s resting at home. Lane County has discontinued identifying the gender of individuals struck with the coronavirus. Age ranges, approximate location, and medical status will be the standard. Lane County has also decreased its briefings to twice a week on Tuesday and Thursday. The county has tested in excess of 4,900 people. The death toll continues to rise for the state as there are now 121 reported deaths with a connection to the coronavirus. That's five more cases reported in the last 24 hours. All five had underlying health conditions. Two were from Multnomah County and one each from Polk, Marion, and Clackamas. There are also 70 new cases statewide. The Florence Area Chamber of Commerce has begun a photo contest with the theme of Anything Roadie. The Chamber is looking for photos from past rhododendron festivals, and Executive Director Bettina Hannigan says it would be cool to get a glimpse of the early days of the annual event.
Any images that people have from roadie days gone by, I think would be fun to share, and we're going to put them up on social media.
Hannigan says the winner will receive a trophy and bragging rights for their submissions. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, May 8th, 2020.